You've got a callback. Yay! Now what? You know what? It's really exciting when you get an audition appointment as an actor. It validates you in, gosh, so many ways. First of all, it's acknowledgement about your talent, for one. Next, the excitement always seems to grow when you get a callback. It can represent a potential booking, which means advancement of your career. Or you can think of it as simply an opportunity to perform. Now, what could be better? Now, sometimes, however, the callback can be terrifying as you get closer to the callback, because you put yourself under even more pressure to succeed. Wow. Yikes. Finding a professional approach to the callback is absolutely the answer. Casting Actors Cast to the rescue. This is the episode you've been waiting for.
This is Casting Actors Cast, the podcast video for actors in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach brings you insights and inspiration to help make a difference in your acting and your acting career. Here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I am casting partner Jeffrey Dreisbach with McCorkle Casting in New York. How are you? Gosh, I hope you're having a good day. I'm having a really good day, and I'm really excited about today's podcast. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I simply get to say thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time tuning in to Casting Actors Cast, whether you're doing it as a podcast or as a video, or as we like to call a patio, because we broadcast these podcasts live on the air and record them for YouTube. So you might be watching me on YouTube as well. If this is your first time doing that, welcome. This is kind of an amazingly cool place. Over 65,000 downloads of the podios, the podcast videos. And it's been really great, driven by folks who are talented actors who really want to grow in their talent and also grow their career. So as a casting director for over 12 years now, I started as an actor, made my living as an actor for over 20 years, and now I'm able to give back all kinds of good information that I think you're going to find useful. Hey, if you haven't done so already, I invite you to go to our website, castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com, and you're going to find all kinds of neat information there. Right at the very top on the landing page is a form that says, dive into the talent pool. And if you do that, you simply fill out that form, that's going to open up another page, a secret page of some freebies you get absolutely free of charge. One is a book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, The Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's an entire 100-page PDF downloadable that you can read on your device or you can print out if you want, but it's all about doing voiceover work. The second is a secret video that I wrote called Casting Directors Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. But guess what? I will tell you in this free 20-minute video. Also, on the website, you'll find some blog posts. The blog posts correspond to each and every episode. They're called Jeff's Jots. And you can find out and get, you know, really good kind of tangible, printable, downloadable information about each and every podcast. Think of them as show notes, but I also think they're really helpful sort of reminders about each and every one of these episodes. So have at it. Have fun doing that. The only thing that I ask in return, if you haven't done so already, is wherever you get your podcasts, please, would you consider leaving a review, perhaps a thumbs up? Maybe you want to subscribe. Any of those things help us get the word out to all of those actors out there who might benefit from this information. Now, in past podcasts and past videos, past patios, I have done an entire like 1 minute sort of commercial for my good friends at Actors Connection. And, you know, I'd love to continue to do that, and I will continue to do that. But for today, I just want to give a shout out. If you haven't gone or checked out actorsconnection.com/New York, you're missing out on a lot of really cool, amazing opportunities. These are classes all done online now. Seminars, workshops in all kinds of areas of the profession with professionals who are currently working in the business. So you're going to find really cool classes. Some of them are really great, like scene study classes. I'm actually teaching a few classes coming up, and I would love for you to check out the schedule. It'd be so cool to have you there. I do a class called From Stage to Screen. And for those actors who've had a lot of stage experience and they just want to transition into more film and television opportunities, that's a 2-session class that I'm teaching at Actors Connection coming up in the next few weeks. Also, I do a class on how to do the best self-tapes that you can, whether it's for Zoom or whether it's for submissions. Just a 1 session, but it's a cool 2 hours of jam-packed information on how you can present yourself the best way possible for your submissions. So that's actorsconnection.com/New York. See, now I don't have to play that older commercial. I can just kind of get to the matter at hand. So here we are. You get a call back. That is such a great feeling, right? But there are so many interesting things that happen to you emotionally and mentally when you do get the call back. And so we're going to go through each of these areas that I think need to be addressed for the actor to feel more professional, more comfortable, and more confident when they get the call back. So we're assuming for the sake of today's discussion that you've given an audition, you felt good about the audition, a few days go by, maybe a week goes by, and now you get the callback, whether it's through your agent or directly from the casting director. That's very, very exciting. But you know what? Here's the caution that I want to send out to you first. Common mistakes made by actors when they get the callback. Number one, the actor almost always believes there is more that needs to be done. I need to do more work now that I've got a callback. So there's this kind of strange thing that the audition wasn't enough. Now that you've got a callback, you have to do more. Hold on there, Nelly. You don't need to worry about that. Please don't think that you have to work harder or do more. Here's the truth. If you're given more information, if you're given, for example, sometimes you might be given an additional side. If that's the case, well, that is something else to work on. But simply to believe that you now have to do something different than you did results in making really common mistakes. So don't believe that there is more that needs to be done. Embrace what you did and bring your best self to the audition. Now, common mistakes number two. You get overexcited about the possibility of the actual booking. I know this from my own experience as an actor. I was an actor for 20 years, and this happened every callback, is that I started getting so excited. I started fantasizing about what that would feel like. I started visualizing me on the set. You know what? And I didn't even get the damn job. But I get overly excited so that when I got to the callback, I had this entire other scenario just floating around in my head. I just couldn't take the excitement and live with that. I had to do something more with that energy, more with that excitement. And that was just a mistake. And why? Here's why. Because it produced heightened nervousness. I got even more nervous and more desperate for the job as I dwelled on what that opportunity might represent. So I needed to be really careful about that. Heightened nervousness is the next thing that happens. Here's the fourth thing that happens when you get a callback. And this is a common mistake, is not remembering what you did in the original audition. So this is an important note. Sometimes weeks can go by between the original audition and the callback. And so, oh my gosh, how are you going to keep track? Especially as things are starting to pick up again. As film work starts to continue to grow the way it has over the past several months. I mean, constantly. We are constantly involved in projects right now. We've got close to 7 active projects, film projects, and 1 television project, as well as our theater projects that we're working on. I can't keep them straight. How can an actor keep all of those potential auditions straight? So here's the tip. You got to make a note after every audition. Who did you meet? I know actors who even leave notes to themselves about what the weather was, what they wore. What's the color of the backdrop in that scenario? If you're doing a self-submit or you're doing a callback, the callback might be in person. And I know actors who make notes on what the color of the backdrop is in the studio they're auditioning. Isn't that crazy? But here's why. They do that so that they don't wear the same color. That kind of makes sense now. But also, the most important thing is to try to remember, what was your approach to the role? What did you do to feel connected to the character you were being asked to audition for? So not remembering what you did in the original audition is something that can be very, very problematic. And I'll explain that in just a moment. So here are some tips. I want to give you some tips now to help you in the callback. Number one, invest time in the new material you might be given. This is the time when directors will say to us, casting, well, I'm going to give you a couple of extra scenes that I want to see from the actors. Perhaps we only asked the actor to do 1 scene. Now we're giving you 2, maybe even 3 scenes to prepare. Whoa! That means you now have to change gears a little bit and jump into the new material and see how that blends into the arc of your character based on the first audition that you gave. So simply invest more time, focused energy in the new material you have been given. Number 2, and I mentioned this earlier, but you need to recall the choices you made in the first round of those auditions. What did you do that made it so successful for us? So if you can leave a note about the approach you made, perhaps some of the choices that you made, they can be anything like adjectives or started off angry and ended up happy, you know, whatever. Okay, not the best example, but you know what I'm saying. Giving yourself some kind of a jog in your memory in the form of a note can make a significant difference. Number 3, it's important that you consider at least working with a coach, working with maybe a teacher or another actor that you enjoy working with. That helps you instill a lot of confidence. And the more that you can work with somebody other than just yourself in your own head, you're going to find that to be really significant with the choices that you are making. And perhaps if there's somebody who's working with you who is supportive and maybe you really listen to and care about in terms of their notes and their feedback, you can find that that makes a huge difference in your confidence when you come in for the callback. All right, now let's talk a little bit about what happens during the actual callback. Some folks don't really understand. They need to see me again. What are they looking for again? What haven't I given them in the first audition that they now need to see? So we're going to explain that. And I think it kind of, some of these make sense. Some of them you might not have thought of. What one is, most of the time, we just need to see that first audition again. Just simply come back and do what you did the first time. So if you come back into the room in a callback, probably what's going to happen is they're going to just say, what did you do last time? Oh yeah, that scene. Let's just see that again. Why are we asking that? Well, it's easy. It's reminding the team, those creatives, the producers, directors, casting, why we decided to bring you back. So it helps jog our memory just to see what you did. So now you see why it's really important just to, ooh, here's a good word, replicate, I love that word, what you did in the first audition. Why? Because we get to be reminded of your acting, but equally important, something you might not have thought of, we get to experience your personality in the room. You know, I heard an agent, a manager in a seminar just a few days ago. And the manager was making a really interesting point, I thought. The manager talking to several students at Rutgers University. And the manager said, This is such a personality-driven business that your unique personality is something that others need to experience before they're going to make a commitment to you. So the callback isn't just about the acting. The callback is just about having the experience of you. And so that is why we oftentimes will just want to see that first scene that you did again. Now, the next thing that happens in a callback is we might add adjustments to that scene or another scene, or we might give you some adjustments in terms of the role. For your ability to make the adjustment happen spontaneously with a new scene, those are the kinds of things that really help the director make a decision or the producer make the decision about you and your work. So you might get some kind of adjustment that is contrary to what you thought it should be. But you're an actor, so being able to be malleable, enough to make those adjustments. We also get a sense about your collaboration ability, working with others. Also just general characteristics about your technique as an actor becomes really, really useful for us, which is why we ask you do those things in the callback. Now let's move on from there. As you've had the callback, you leave, you thank everybody, everybody thanks you, the producer or the director says, great job, thank you so much. You say, I had a great time, thank you so much, best of luck, blah, 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 blah. I don't mean to diminish the departure, but a clean departure is always better, in my opinion. But now what do you do? What do you do after the callback is over? Well, the first thing you don't do is try to recreate the audition in your head as you leave. That's such wasted energy. So I'm going to give you some tasks, some things to consider after the callback is over. Number one, I hope you know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Write thank you notes to the entire team. That means the producer, the director, the casting director, the casting assistant, maybe even the reader, if you know who the reader is, or you got the reader's name. Just taking that nervous energy about your callback, putting it into some kind of an action will make you feel so much better. Plus, I'm not looking forward to thank you notes after everyone's audition, by the way. That's not kind of why I'm saying this. I'm saying this because for your benefit, to be feeling like you are part of the creative team as well. This is part of your job description. So simply putting thank you notes out there is just a kind, professional approach to the work. That's number one. So you're going to be writing some thank you notes. Number two. Now's the time that you should consider, if you've used an agent, to report to the agent without emotionalizing what happened. Here's how the scenario goes, and this is not a good example. Hello, Joe. Yeah, hi. This is Jeff, and I just had my callback for the film. Yeah, Jeff, how did it go? Oh my God, I think they really liked me. I did really, really great. I can't wait to hear back. I think it's a call. I think I'm going to get the gig, but we'll just wait and see. And I just wanted to say thank you. It was so exciting and so much fun. Thank you so much. I'm so excited because I think I got the call back. And, if I don't, then I'm just going to feel really bad. But on the other hand, if I, I got the call back, so that should count for something. So I don't know. I'm just going to give it my best, best shot. Now the agent is left kind of just listening to this. Here's a better choice. I had the call back. I felt really good about the work. Let's hope we hear something back. Bye-bye. End of discussion. I think letting that emotional fire in you and that excess energy bounce back to your rep is sometimes overplaying, I think, the emotional hand in a way that can be detrimental if, in fact, the relationship is, for example, relatively new, for example. But if it's somebody that you know and have worked together for a long time, then obviously they know the kind of personality you are. But I've just seen the over-exuberance or the over-emotionalizing of what took place can sometimes be hurtful for you, not on their end, but for you. It just is a way of letting off a lot of excess energy. And I just don't think you necessarily need to have that expression of energy in those people who you have a professional relationship with. I hope that makes sense. It's really okay just to let them know that you had the call back, you enjoyed it, it went well, let's move on. That to me is the professional approach that I wish I had taken early on in my career, rather than thinking my agent is also my best friend and also holding my hand. Keeping it professional was kind of a better choice now that I look back. Also, I want you to suggest number three, have something in place to do after your audition. Decide that you are going to go to a new class. Decide that you're going to work out after the callback. In other words, putting something in place that's going to preoccupy your mind so that you don't dwell on the experience is just by far the healthiest way you can approach any callback you might be given. So now let's talk about some professional structure in place to help future callbacks that you are going to be getting. Once you've employed some of these options that we just talked about, let's talk about future callbacks and how to handle them. Number one, remember that this is and always will be a major part of the profession from now on. Callbacks are built in to the structure of an actor. And so getting more and more comfortable with that experience without putting yourself through the emotional roller coaster ride of what a callback is all about is going to save you a lot of energy and time and misplaced focus. Callbacks are just part of the job description. Now, the cool thing is, as your career grows, as your career expands, as you become known, you know what? Pretty soon, you might be in a position to be offer only, which means maybe you'll get to the point where you don't even have to audition because your work is so well known and so well respected, and you are so well represented. So, you know, that's something, right? But for now, the approach has to be that this is just the nature of the beast. I think that's a healthier approach. Number two, I think it's important to hang on to the fact that success is getting the call back. Don't equate success with getting the booking. Because you know what? If you've been given a call back, chances are that casting director is going to continue to bring you back. And that's the best kind of feedback you're going to get as an actor from casting, is if they continue to bring you in for roles. The booking is icing on the cake. It is not a sign of success in and of itself. Success is a callback because that means that you are in contention for a role. We like you. We think that you could be right. And now we want to just figure it out. That is as much positive reinforcement as you should need from that point. But success and deciding, oh, I'm a successful actor, is not just based on how many bookings that you got. Success is how you are perceived with the rest of the industry in the business. And so being called back again from a casting director and again from another casting director, that's just reinforcing all of those things. Yes, of course, the booking is fantastic. But I would suggest shifting or at least taking a look at what you consider to be successful. What is success for you? Figure that out. And then you'll see that the callback is the success. Number three, focus on the next best thing for you. That means whatever is coming up next, you can have an opportunity to put your energy and focus into the next best thing, the next audition, the next project. All of those things together will help you, it'll help you keep looking forward, help keep you moving forward. And after all, those are the best and most successful careers. I hope you've gotten a lot out of this today. It's been a pleasure bringing it to you. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. And as you know, this is Casting Actors Cast.
Thank you for joining Casting Actors Cast. Please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your podcast videos. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.